He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses put his ambitions at bay. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, married an actress they came. They had a fine life, she was a good wife, and bore him young Sunday children. And all of the answers and all the questions he locked in his attic one day. He liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Well, the war took his baby, bombs killed his lady, and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While tears were falling, he was calling answers he never found. Hopped on freedom, skidded the ocean, and left England out of sound. Now he lives in the eye, fishes pilots and drinks that we label each day, writing his memoir, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and he'll say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. And he went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
Merci buckets. I see some of you in Paris. That's cool.